Hi, this is Paul Merrill from Main Menu, here to review a couple of products for you. Some things I think you'll find interesting for those of you that use screen magnifiers. There's not going to really be any sort of demonstration, if you will, because it's difficult to demonstrate a visual program to an audio-only audience. So, as you can see, it'd be kind of a problem there. But in any event, I had a chance to try three screen magnification programs with some limited speech reading, and I can give you some pretty clear and concise results as to what I found. So far, and by the way, you can get trial versions of all these for yourselves, and you need to keep in mind that when you are using these programs, your video card needs to be able to handle the application at which you're going to be dealing with. Each video card has a little bit of a different characteristic, so you're going to find you're going to want to pay close attention to the specifications in the screen magnifier of choice. The three programs I will talk about are ZoomText Extra Level 8.0. I have the screen reader and magnifier. They've done rather well. Also, I will talk a little bit about Magic Screen Magnifier. That had no speech at all, but I went ahead and purchased it. And believe it or not, I returned it to Freedom Scientific. I was very dissatisfied with the program, and I'll go more into that in a second. Also, had very limited experience with Dolphin. However, I found when I went to the webpage to try to retrieve a demo of the program, well, I had to fill a bunch of forms out, you know, basically giving my life away. So I found it to be quite difficult to say, hey, I want to download this program, because you got to give them all sorts of personal information. The Freedom Scientific and the ZoomText at AISquared.com do give instant links. So you just may have to put in an email address, something like that. But you're going to find that your information that you have to get out is going to be very, very limited. So anyhow, let's get right into our program here. First of all, I have to say that I was very displeased at first when ZoomText version 8.0 came out. I found there was a lot of issues with jumping. Lots of interesting things were happening. I wasn't used to the way it's set up. I was a person who upgraded from version 7.11. I was looking for a solution. And when you're looking for a solution, a lot of times you'll spend that extra cash and you'll find that you'll say, hey, this might work for me. But then you find out very different results. So we went out and got Magic Screen Reader, and so I had a couple of weeks to sort of sit and play with both of them. I, of course, in experimenting, fixed my problem with ZoomText and have found it to be quite reliable now. And, of course, they've just issued an update for ZoomText version 8.03. I applied the update, and that seems to have done the trick. So we seem to be doing okay for that. However, I have to say, Magic, in its recent campaign last month, they lowered the price on the program substantially, like cut it in half. And I have to say, I'm not impressed. It's a very bulky program. When you first bring Magic up, you're going to see a splash screen that looks pretty huge. It is a little bit larger than I would expect. It takes a little longer to load, something that I wasn't quite impressed with. Also, when you use Magic Screen Magnifier, you'll notice that when you run it for a while and you start opening and closing windows in Internet Explorer or using various applications, you're going to notice that this cursor is going to get a little bit funny, a little flaky. The only solution you have to that is to restart Magic. You have to close Magic and you have to restart it. But I haven't had a crash, but it just was just not very reliable as far as I was concerned. You can't run Magic for 10 or 12 hours and run consistent Windows all the time. However, if you are a JAWS for Windows user and you have a little bit of sight and you feel like taking and going with the same company, if you know, you might have different results. The video card might be perfect for Magic and you might have no problem with sluggishness. But here on the GeForce card that I have, which is like a 32 megabyte card, I don't recall exactly, but with the GeForce card, it's quite quite interesting. So we had to do a little bit of restarting with Magic. Of course, all these programs use that new DCM chain, the new you know, that new thingy. I don't know exactly how it works or what it does. I just know that I can install the programs together. And, of course, in my installation, ZoomText was always the first program installed. And then, of course, I had Magic, and then I had Dolphin. Dolphin didn't do very well at all. In fact, I couldn't even get it to go through a complete install. I, in fact, had an error message, which I couldn't read because there was no magnification. So that'll keep you going. So basically, it's really up to you. Pick the program that really suits what you need. Let's see. Just trying to think here. Give you something I can work with. Now, ZoomText, we'll go into that at this point. ZoomText Screen Magnifier has made quite a few strides. In fact, in the older versions of ZoomText, you would find that if you went into the screen reading application, which totally turned off ZoomText and allowed you to listen to what you were, you know, the page you had just highlighted with your cursor, ZoomText would have an illegal operation. You wouldn't be able to use it. It'd be very, very awful type thing to have happen. So you'd wind up with no magnification, and the screen screen magnifier would have to be restarted. With the new version of ZoomText Level 8, they have incorporated their screen reading capabilities a little bit in there. You'll notice the tabs. When you hit the screen reader button on the top, there's a couple of choices in ZoomText where you can see a screen reader and you have magnifier. You can adjust all those settings independently, and of course you can save them as your default. There's a pull-down menu under File, and you would pull down to Save as default, and then you just hit Save, and it will save that as your default setting. Of course, you may notice some momentary jerking while it's making the necessary changes to the default configuration file, but you'll also see that you're going to be able to use your ZoomText almost instantaneously. So it's very nice. They've incorporated the reader much better. Sometimes you might find that if you're using a lot of different windows, if you are running applications that are very intense, you might want to turn the tracking off on some of the various features. You can go into Tools, go down to Tracking, and then choose the various items you don't want it to track. I myself turn all the tracking off except for the mouse because I use ZoomText like a CCTV. And so that would probably help out quite a bit if you're getting some jumping. Some of the other things I've noticed, with screen readers, you have to use the Windows Classic theme. It seems to like that a little bit better. If you run the other version with the Windows XP default scheme, you're going to find that it might not be to what you want. Now, of course, on my laptop, I'm getting totally different results. A laptop is kind of nice. ZoomText is the only thing I install in the box. But the laptop, it works beautifully. So if you have a chance to run it on a nice, high-speed laptop, you will probably have no problems at all with ZoomText 8.0. But anyway, any other thing I guess I should tell you, make sure your video card is of a decent size. If you have an 8-meg video card, that's probably not going to cut it. If you've got a 32-megabyte video card, and that goes with everything, really. If you're using a screen reader or you're using a screen magnification program, a video card size will make a difference. It'll make the difference whether it talks rapidly or whether it talks very little. So we'd encourage you to check out the websites, www.aisquare.com. Also visit www.freedomscientific.com. Magic, like I said, a close contender. Definitely something to consider. It's really up to you. You've got to decide what you're used to using. And, of course, Dolphin, I probably, unless you have someone that has a copy of it and you want to give it a shot, why not? Prices are comparable across the board. For ZoomText Magnifier, you're going to pay about $300. If you want the speech, you're going to pay about another $100 more. For current prices, go to AISquared.com. For Freedom Scientific, however, you're going to pay a little bit more. You're going to pay close to $700 for speech and magnification, and you're going to pay about $5 for the magnification. I don't really know the whole pricing. For all this stuff, I'd encourage you to visit their websites and find out exactly what they have to offer. So basically, I think that's about as good as I can get with you on magnifications without sort of any sort of demonstrations. I'd encourage if you're a low-vision person, don't strain your eyes. Get in there, try one of these programs. Most of them offer a 30-day trial. I think ZoomText is probably the most giving. They're givers, if you will. They give you 30 full days to try it. You don't have to send in $19 to Freedom Scientific for that stupid authorization where you, you know, can try it, decide if you like it or whatever. I prefer, personally, my preference is ZoomText. It does not, however, reflect the views of Main Menu, ACB Radio, or any of that kind of stuff. So, love being with you. Thank you very much for the time on Main Menu. And we'll hopefully, if you have a question, you can always email me, Paul at paulmerrill.net. That's Paul at paulmerrill.net.